Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're coming at you with a great campground review. We recently visited the Chincoteague KOA on the eastern shore of Virginia. Now, Stephanie, we've camped nearby, but we have never actually camped in Chincoteague. And this campground is a relatively brand new KOA campground that's really worth putting on your list.
Yeah, there's a lot of well-known campgrounds in this area, for sure. We've reviewed one of our favorites, which is Assateague Island State Park. And there's also lots of resorts in the area. It's a pretty good area to pick and choose from great campgrounds. So we wanted to check out this newcomer on the scene because it has a very distinct draw that no other campground in this area has right now. It has a full-on, on-site water park. So that's
Maui
a big deal.
Jacks.
Yeah.
It's right next door. I mean, it's one large piece of property. Now, you could just go to the water park and not go to the campground, or you could just go to the campground and not ever enter the water park, but you can walk from one to the other. They are adjacent.
Yeah. So we went down to check it out, and we're happy to be reviewing it today. But first, we want to stop. We want to thank the sponsors of this episode. A big thanks to Jayco for a complete lineup of products. Visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com. Jayco, it means generations of family fun. And also a big thank you to GoRVing.com to find your way. Visit GoRVing.com.
Now, Stephanie, why is Chincoteague so famous? Like, what are some of the characteristics that really put this, like, high on the list for East Coast beachfront summer vacations?
So Chincoteague Island is near the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge, and that's home of the famous wild horses, right? You have to think of Misty of Chincoteague, that classic young adult novel by Marguerite Henry.
Which I am reading to Wesley right now.
He picked it out as his read aloud, right? So this is just something that a lot of people grow up knowing about these wild horses, and it's very fun to actually go to the area where they are there and to visit them and everything. So this campground, like we said, is a newcomer on the scene. There used to be a campground there, but the property was purchased and developed by the same company that has been developing campgrounds in this area, like Massey's Landing in Delaware. And there's a really unique perspective, I think, of these campgrounds that this company is developing.
If you think of Massey's Landing, which has just become a sensation on the East Coast, and you think of the Chesapeake Bay KOA, this company is doing resort-style camping. I mean, this
100%.
Is high-end luxury camping. The word glamping might even come to mind.
Well, particularly because they offer such a range of accommodations on their sites all the time, right? So not only do you have tenting and RV sites, but you're also, you know, having cabins and a variety of different types and sizes of cabins. They all are offering RV rentals, which, and when I say that, I mean there are RVs on site in RV sites that you can stay in and rent out, which is an interesting new development.
They're brand new, they're clean, and they're well equipped. So if you're out there and you don't own an RV yet, this might be a great way to try it out and see if you like it. I think it's a great alternative to a cabin. In fact, I may have liked it better than a cabin rental in terms of what we've done in the past, but they have lots of them, and we were very comfortable in the bunk bed model that we stayed in.
Yeah, they also have glamping tents in addition to that, and many of the accommodations are pet friendly, both in the cabin, you know, rentals and everything, which is important for a lot of our listeners. Now, I want to say one more thing about these accommodations. In particular, our RV rental, it included linens, and that is a big deal for me. I think there's a difference to me in the sort of enjoyment factor of going and staying in a glamping tent or a cabin or an RV rental, when it includes linens and when I have to bring all of my own sheets, towels, pillows, etc. So I want to give them a shout out. I feel like they're charging premium RV resort camping prices for their accommodations, but they're doing it right in what they offer.
And we also rented a golf cart. I think it's debatable whether you need one at this campground. You kind of think that we
didn't need
it.
I don't think we needed it.
Now, if we were there for a longer stay and we were in the far corner of the campground, like as far away as you can get from the water park, I do think it would be really nice to have a golf cart to shuttle the kids back and forth between the water park. But we were really like very close walking distance to the water park.
Yeah. So let's dive in just a little bit. I think that your RV site is a big deal when you're coming to this campground and whether or not you're going to really enjoy your experience. So I felt when I was walking through all of the campground, and really every morning on my walks with Maggie, I look at every site, I decide where I would personally like to be. And I felt that the pull-throughs in rows F and G, and always remember that we put the campground map in the show notes of every campground review so you can look at that and see what we're talking about. The pull-through sites in rows F and G, I felt had a crowded feeling to them. However, if you go back a row against the marsh, the pull-throughs in row H, they're not actually right up against the marsh. There's a huge tenting site behind them. But the nice part is that tenting site isn't going to block, you know, none of those tents are going to block your view or anything. It was really huge. So I felt like you almost had like more of a, this open, airy feeling.
I also noticed that some of the sites at the end of the rows were really large. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those campgrounds where, you know, giving them a call and maybe trying to get a particular site could be really, really helpful. There's also a large seasonal site area, and it was nicely maintained, nicer, you know, newer RVs. I would feel totally comfortable doing a seasonal here, and that might be something some of you might want to consider.
It's an interesting option for a seasonal site. And one of the things that I liked about their campground map, it's very unusual, but they actually had the seasonal site blocked out on their campground map. So you can look at where the seasonal sites are and know. And I have to say, I rarely see that. So that was a nice little feature of the campground map. And I reposted that in the show notes.
Right. Now, really solid amenities. I mean, the water park's the main feature, but there's all kinds of other things to talk about too. We love the little, the hammock area they have. They have like this deck that's built with, I think, like 8 hammocks on it. And they also have the same thing at the Chesapeake Bay KOA, which we'll cover in a week or so. But our family just loved lounging and hanging out in these hammocks. It was quite lovely.
Yeah, they have kayak rentals, paddleboard launches, bike and golf cart rentals. We mentioned the golf cart rentals. There's also a playground and a jump pillow. I will say that the whole time we were there, every single time I went into the bathhouses, they were incredibly clean. I think it's harder to maintain clean bathhouses when you have a water feature, like, water parks, things like that, pools. I think that people end up getting bathhouses more messy. They're walking in and out wet, et cetera, sandy. These stayed clean.
And they have those little, I don't know what you would call them, those little tiny machines there where you can press how clean the bathroom is. There's like 5 different options, like super clean, all the way to dirty.
Yes.
And if you, and I press super clean every time because it was.
They really were sparkling.
They were meticulous. Yeah. And apparently, if you press the button that says it's dirty, somebody comes and cleans the restroom.
Yeah. A manager, I think, gets like an alert that the bathroom needs attention. So that's good. And I'm glad that they're paying attention to that, because these kinds of campgrounds that are busy and resort-like, honestly, they struggle, I think, more to keep their bathrooms clean all the time. Now, there's also a really nice feature here that we love. There's a trolley, like an old-fashioned kind of a trolley, but it's owned by the campground, and a camp worker actually does shuttle trips to the beach and to downtown and everything. So it's a nice little feature.
And it's worth saying, this campground is not on the beach. It is really close to the beach. I mean,
about 10 minutes, or five minutes to, 10, to the National Seashore.
To the National Seashore, and those are gorgeous beaches right up the road there. So this could be your full-on beach vacation if you wanted to, though the campground's not right on it. You have such close proximity to it. And there's a lot of parking up there at the beach. So the combination of doing the beach one day, the water park another day, I think make this really appealing for a 3 or 4 day weekend or even a week's vacation in the summer. There's enough to do. And there's great restaurants everywhere as well.
Now, I want to clarify, there is a pool that is separate from the water park, which we're going to talk about now. And that's important because obviously there's an extra entrance fee to this Maui Jacks water park. But you can swim in the campground pool without paying any sort of extra fee. So you can still have a swim even on a day when you don't want to go into the water park.
Now, the first thing I want to say about this water park, two things. It was really fun and it is really affordable.
The price is fair.
The price is right for this water park.
I feel that way. I think it's always a little bit off-putting for traditional RVers and campers to have to pay for anything extra at the campground. That's always an issue. So we go into this review knowing that. So the question always for us is there actually a reason why it is extra to go into this water park? And I want to say this is not the same as a typical campground splash pad. This is a full-on water park with really big water slides, like the biggest water slides that our boys have ever ridden in their lives, like straight down.
Like water slides where Jeremy climbed to the top and looked down and had a moment where I thought I wouldn't go down.
Right.
And then I did. And I went down all day long because it was super fun.
And there's a huge lazy river. I mean, you could go around and around that all day. There's a big area in the middle for younger kids that aren't big enough to ride on the other water slides yet. So I do
feel... And there's
like
5 or 6 really big slides and a variety of speeds, including the 2 super fun, super steep ones. And the day passes are $22.99 for adults, $17.99 if you're under 48 inches. But then they also had a 3-day pass at a discounted price that would make a whole lot of sense if you were staying at the campground for a long weekend.
And kids 3 and under are free, which that's important.
Because there's
Believe me, if you have little kids, you hate paying $20. If you have a 2-year-old, it pains you to pay $20 for anything. And I get that. So I felt when I was looking at that, like, okay, you could have a valid, like a fun-filled day all day at this water park, and it would be really worth the amount of money that you're paying for it.
Like $100 and it's a whole day at a water park.
And the discounted passes, they have the 3-day options and they're in like the $60 range. So if you think about 3 days for a family of 4, you know, you're paying a couple $100 for 3 days of water park access. And if you compare that to a lot of other options, I think it's fair. So that's our,
let me break this down. Like your campsite and passes for the water park for the entire family could hypothetically still cost less than just the price of a hotel room in this area.
Yeah. And let's, the cabanas too were there. And I think that they're dynamic pricing. So it was hard to know how much they would cost all the time. Like on a day that we were there, it was $70 for the full day of the cabana. And I think that that's a nice splurge because they've done these cabanas really nice. These are the nicest cabanas I've ever seen at a campground.
They absolutely were. Not even close to anywhere else we've been.
Yeah.
There were chairs. There was a sofa.
Well, they were
sofa.
There was
a cooler. Yeah. There were USB chargers for your phones.
So the cooler was a solar-powered cooler that had a safe in it. So you could program the safe and put all your phones and everything in there while you're on the lazy river, which is super cool. You could plug in your phones to charge them and everything. Then it also came with free bottles of water, complimentary in the cooler, and there's a call button that you can press and wait staff comes over from the Kiko's Bar and Grill and brings drinks to you. The whole thing, like if you think about 2 families splitting that, if you're, you know.
And it was big enough for 2 families.
For $70, that's a fun splurge.
It feels fancy.
Yes.
I mean, like we don't do like fancy cruise vacations or fancy hotel resort vacations, but this gives it that feel. And that's where this company, Blue Water, is really excelling with their campgrounds. They're giving them a true resort feel for the RV owner, tent camper, cabin camper.
There's also a snack bar window that you can just go up and order food from. And then there's the Kiko's Bar and Grill that I just mentioned. That has a full service bar and a full service menu for both lunch and dinner options.
And the food was good.
And the area around the Bar and Grill is really fun. It's outside beachy. It has Connect Four, like the giant Connect Four, the giant Jenga, cornhole ring toss. So it was really fun for us to sit at a table and have a drink, and the kids were playing the games. And
is it a little scary that our kids are so good at the ring toss?
They love the ring toss. They love that. And they can all get it on there every once in a while.
I think we need to say Wesley was not tall enough to go on the 5 or 6 larger slides. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to put you on the spot. Do you remember the exact height?
Yeah, 48 inches.
Okay,
because
that's why you get the discount.
Because they know if your kid's under 48 inches, they're not going to be doing
those
things.
Measure your kids. You don't want a disappointed kid.
Right. But the middle area is fine. The whole middle area that has all the splash pad and stuff, like, it's big enough that kids are going to have fun on that.
He also handles that well. Like, oh, I can't, I'm not tall enough. He doesn't get that upset.
Well, he's used to it, yeah.
I could picture some other kid thinking, oh, I'm going to go down the water slides, and then you can't. So just make sure that you know what the deal is with that, with your kid's height, before you go in.
All right. We are going to talk about some of the things to do in this area, which is just a great destination for a family vacation. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Jayco. Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco with your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Generations of family fun.
Now, Stephanie, the real surprise here for me was that I loved the area around the Chincoteague KOA. There were coffee shops. There were great ice cream shops. There was some like really hip, fun food as well. Like, I like the area around this campground more than I like going into Ocean City, Maryland. I hope that's not too controversial for anybody that lives around.
I think everybody knows that the old Ocean City area is very touristy, and it's nice to find places that are a little more low-key. Now, we did talk about other things in this area on our previous review of Assateague State Park. So I'll put the link to that campground review in the show notes, and you can listen to some of the things in that area, like the National Seashore activities that we did. But here are some other things that we tried on this trip. Instead of going to the National Seashore area, we went to the National Wildlife Refuge area. And that has a whole separate beach area. It has a whole separate visitor center with like a touch tank and other things like that. So, and the trolley can take you right there from the campground. So you'll want to look into the wildlife refuge if you're staying at this campground.
And we did a hike out to a viewing area where we did see lots of wild horses.
The ponies
and
are
they
out
were a
there,
bit,
yeah.
They were a bit far away, so there's no guarantee you're going to get up close to them. But I was able to get some cool pictures.
And there's the lighthouse right there in that area. You can walk to the top of the lighthouse also. But like you mentioned, the food. Well, we enjoyed ice cream, as apparently a lot of people do in this area. We went to the Island Creamery. But apparently Mr. Whippy is another popular option.
A bunch of people on social were like, did you guys go to Mr. Whippy?
Well, everybody's arguing.
And we were like, no, we went to the Island Creamery. And other people were like, well, that's the best. Yeah. I mean, it's a hot rivalry. And they're really close to each other, too.
And so I suppose anybody who's really dedicated should try both, right? And have ice cream at both places to decide for themselves. We didn't.
So we also did have a couple really, really nice meals. We really enjoyed the Rope Walk, and I think a lot of people do because it was a very popular, crowded place. But we got a gorgeous seat right outside at a table overlooking the water, and we really enjoyed the food.
Well, when you have a beach vacation, it's always important to get that quintessential outdoor, you know, view kind of meal. And sometimes you have to compromise on food quality, honestly, to get that view. I really felt like this restaurant lived up to both. Like,
it was a beautiful atmosphere.
I did too. Like, we weren't expecting a lot, but the atmosphere was so great because that is an outdoor beach area with live music and games that the kids can play. But my fish tacos were excellent. The crab soup was actually so delicious that we had to order another bowl of it because the boys ate all of mine. So really, like, we loved everything that we had, and I thought it was better than
Wesley
we expected.
Wesley thought his chicken fingers were exquisite.
Well, I don't know if he had chicken. He doesn't only get chicken fingers, but
let's
probably
talk a little more like shishi. Well, I don't know about shishi, but the Pico Taqueria These were like the fanciest, best, most delicious tacos I've ever had in my life. Okay. I think this was the best taco joint
I can't believe you're combining fancy with a place that you order from the counter and go sit down and they call your name at the window. There's nothing fancy about
this
place.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but the taco recipes were very elaborate and delicious and fancy. They were fancy tacos. They were.
Okay.
It wasn't like ground beef and
cheese. This was like delicious food truck food. Like, this was awesome tacos. Amazing. I had street corn. Corn here that was some of the best street corn that I've ever had. These tacos are to die for, but you can go in with sand between your toes. Don't get dressed up to go to this place. Jeremy will have you putting on your fine clothes. It's great.
If there's any room left in your belly, you could go over to Sandy Pony Donuts or just wake up one morning and go grab some donuts and coffee here. Stephanie, you're kind of picky about donuts, and we have a lot of these kind of this new wave of donut joint kind of in our area, and we have some really good ones, but you thought this was the best one you've ever been to.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweets person, and I can turn down a donut on any given day and be like, no, I'm good, thanks. And we do have a lot of these famous donut places around here where you can get Captain Crunch and bacon on your donut or whatever, you know, like all of the different options. And I tend to find most of them overworked and oversweet and sort of feeling like a lump in your belly when you're done.
And like almost greasy.
Yeah, just kind of too much. So I got one just for the sport of it at this food truck, which was literally a food truck, the Sandy Pony Donuts. And I just got one and I had the salted caramel and it was to die for. It was so good. It was the best donut that I've had. I would have one of those as a treat every week if I lived by this donut truck.
I think if you camp at the Chincoteague KOA, like, you've got to do donuts at the Sandy Pony one morning.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So I highly recommend it. Now, I also highly recommend, before we leave and go out of this episode, wearing bug spray and being prepared to battle the bugs when you're in this area. It's just a fact of life. There's joke t-shirts down here that show like the state bird as the mosquito. This is a marshy area and there will be bugs. Bring your citronella candles. Bring whatever your favorite gear is to battle.
If you don't like the DEET, you might need to get over it and do the DEET.
Yeah, it's just a fact of life in this area. And if you aren't prepared, you won't enjoy your time there. But if you are prepared, you definitely will.
And I think that it's a lot better in the fall. Is that fair to say? Like, our trip to
Acetate last year. Well, that's why I always like going in September. Yeah, because
the bugs are kind of gone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just... that's something that I learned as a child. You know, the bugs are less bad in September, so I love going there.
A fall trip to this KOA would hit the sweet spot for me, like a September, October trip, because the ocean's still warm, the weather's still beautiful, it's less crowded, and the bugs are gone.
All right. Now, before we head out, we want to give a big thanks to our sponsor, Go RVing. And just in relation to what we were talking about in this episode, RVing has really allowed us to enjoy some resort-style vacations at a fraction of the cost that it would cost us to camp at the same kind or to stay at the same kind of hotel that's a resort hotel somewhere else. RV resorts are now offering pools, spas, hot tubs, water parks, recreation, planned activities, restaurants, live entertainment, and so much more. You know, you don't have to rough it in the woods to go RVing, all right? So to learn more about all the different kinds of amazing RV resort options out there and also other kinds of camping options, visit the Scenic Route blog at GoRVing.com. Find your way. Go RVing.
And we'll see all of you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.